A pretty big announcement at WoWoLand. There will be a debate for Indiana's 3rd Congressional District. I will be moderating this debate alongside with a gentleman from the Journal-Gazette and Dirk Rally with Wayne TV. And Dirk is joining us live right now. Good morning, Dirk.
Morning, Kayla. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm so excited about this because we've teamed up with the Mike Down Center for Indiana Politics to make this debate possible. And before we get into all the details, Dirk, I do want to give you all the props because this debate, it was your idea, bringing together Wayne, the Journal-Gazette, and WoWo to do this. What made you want to do the debate this way?
Well, I think it's just frustrating to me as a voter to listen to 8 people. Mm-hmm. I think no matter what you think of all 8 of them, if all 8 of them have an equally valid chance of winning an election, it's still hard to evaluate 8 different voices. So that was one, because I've covered at least 2 of the times where they've all been in the same room. But secondly, I think this is a really important election in the sense that almost all of them have the same viewpoints.
Yeah,
they might differ on that. But I think a lot of this is going to come down to style, personality, things that you don't necessarily vote on. But I think it's important to see, especially these top 4 candidates, side by side. And so that you can evaluate them next to each other and you don't have to wait, you know, if you want to listen to candidate A, you don't have to wait for B and C to hear the next one.
Right.
You kind of move right through. And it's just a quicker, faster, more efficient way, I think, to evaluate. So I'm excited all 4 of them are participating. I'm glad you guys are part of this. I'm glad Fred, the editorial page manager and writer at the Journal-Gazette, is going to be part of this. I think it's going to be a wide variety of questions, and I think we're going to get some lively discussion.
Yeah, for folks who don't know it, the top 4, if you will, as you mentioned, Dirk, are Wendy Davis, Tim Smith, Marlon Stutzman, and Andy Zay. These 4 participants were chosen based off of campaign finance criteria. We, the moderators, determined that. And I think what's really also special and unique about this, Dirk, is that we as the moderators, you, along with myself and Fred, we get to determine the format, the rules, and the questions in this debate. It's something that the Mike Down Center for Indiana Politics has nothing to do with.
Correct. You know, we said we picked kind of, there's a clear line between these 4 and the other 4.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just campaign finance, although there is a, you know, very clear line between the top 4 fundraisers. There's also experience.
Yeah.
These 4 have been elected before. Or they've run campaigns before. If you're thinking, okay, wait, what did Tim Smith win? He knocked off John Crawford in a primary. I mean, you know, and whether anyone, you know, I'm sure you could say he lost to Mayor Henry by a lot, but he also ran a very well-organized campaign. So they have histories. These 4 candidates have electoral history. They've won things before, and they are clearly the top fundraisers, and they need to be, I don't want to say taken seriously, but if you're going to draw a line,
yeah,
because there's no signature requirement to run for Congress, right? You don't have to go get 500 signatures. You can just fill out the paperwork and you're on the ballot.
Yeah.
This really, I think, is a chance to hear from the 4 more experienced, clearly maybe more viable. I don't want to say that because, again, somebody can come out of the left field and do well. I just don't see anyone winning that's not one of these top 4.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Dirk. I mean, this really is a unique opportunity to have 3 different mediums, you yourself there at Wayne, myself here at WoWo, and Fred at the Journal-Gazette, coming together for the good of, you know, really informing residents about the candidates and cutting through some of the extra noise that can be added, I feel like, to the arena when you have so many people vying for the same position. Truly, I think this debate is going to be something to check out. On that note, we are actually recording the debate on April 17th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at Purdue University, but for listeners, WoWoLand, we will podcast the entire thing here at WoWo for you. And then, Dirk, will folks be able to watch the entire debate, I'm assuming, via Wayne as well?
I think so. I don't know the specifics of that. I know for sure that PFW is going to post the video and that it'll be watchable all there. So I need to, again, hats off to the folks at PFW,
yeah,
because we don't have the bandwidth to have a debate in our studio with, let alone 8, not even 4 4 candidates. It's just too much space. Our space,
yeah,
you know, we don't have that space. So the fact that they're going to be recording this and sharing that video But yes, I think that is our goal, is to put it on Wayne.com, and we certainly will, if it's not there, link to it where you can watch the whole thing. We want this to be as easily accessible as possible. There won't be a live audience because we just feel like there may be some shenanigans or whatever that could happen. It's just harder to pull off an event of that sort. And then, you know, if you know, Kayla, behind the scenes, this was really hard to pull off to begin with.
Sure was.
People all in the same room at the same time with three moderators. So, you know, once we get it done, we want everybody to have the opportunity to watch it at their time, their choice, and be able to see it and really go back and understand what these candidates are saying and maybe find some differences between their positions. At now, on the surface, it appears to me, anyway, that they're largely the same.
Yep.
So it's really going to be kind of hard to look without kind of this close-up microscope view.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. That's going to be our job, Dirk, as the moderators, to kind of really cut through that, because we all know how they feel about the border. We know how they all feel about abortion. It's really no secret, obviously, where they all stand on issues like that. So it'll be up to us to really kind of cut through the nitty-gritty on April 17th. What will land? Stay tuned. As I said, we will have an entire podcast of the debate. We're recording at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at Purdue University on the 17th. But you've asked for it. So a debate for Indiana's 3rd Congressional District. It is coming. And a big thanks to you, Dirk, and Mike Wolf with the Mike Down Center for Indiana Politics, kind of helping us bring this to fruition.
Yeah, no, I'm glad that you guys can be a part of it. I'm glad that it finally came together. And for those people that are like, wait, I want to pick somebody from outside these four, there are still a number of things. Mike Downs has put together coming up here, I think in a couple Sundays, an event where all eight candidates are scheduled to be. There was just one last night where all eight candidates, you know, were scheduled to be. I mean, so there's chances to hear from all eight.
Yeah, definitely.
I wanted to say, let's focus in and see what happens when you get the top four in one room.
Yeah, definitely a lot of forums going on. We've had all the candidates on here on Fort Wayne's Morning News, too, and we will continue to do so. That is Dirk Rally with Wayne TV joining us here on Whoa Whoa.
Podcasts by Federated Media.